This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A two-part program today talking about things going on or that have been going on around the Umpqua Valley. Want to check in with Umpqua Actors Community Theater, the board president, Martin Follisey. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. No problem.
So the reason for doing this today was really to give you an opportunity to talk about the recent trip during spring break. You did something quite brave. You took a group of young people to New York City.
35, to be exact.
And you were not the only adult, I presume.
Of course not.
No. So 35, and you guys have done this how many times in the past?
This is the second time.
Just the second?
Yeah, this is the second time.
So the idea for the trip, explain what that is.
Well, we have so many wonderful kids who have great acting skills. We wanted them to see New York and see some Broadway shows so they can see what the top is. Because we have some kids that, could someday be on Broadway.
What was it like for a lot of them? I mean, I'm guessing that many of them had never been in any big city.
Right. Most of them have not. Some of them were repeats from 2 years ago. But the new ones and seeing, all the tall buildings was, amazing for them. And just seeing going into the theater itself. The first show we saw was Wicked, which you can't get any better than that. And so just going into the theater and they're in awe of the theater before the show even starts.
How many plays did you get to see?
Three. We saw three musicals.
And then what else did they do?
We had a workshop with a theater professional, which the kids really enjoyed. So it was an hour and a half of just games and doing different things for theater. Then we had a talk back, or meet and greet, I should say. And so we had a person that was a swing that played several parts on The Great Gatsby. And we just happened to be seeing The Great Gatsby that night. But unfortunately, he said he will be there, but he wasn't scheduled to perform.
How does that work?
He swings for three or four different, maybe sometimes five different characters. So he's at the theater. So if somebody doesn't show up, if somebody's sick or can't, continue the show, he jumps in there. And so he said most of the time he sits just in the basement there and plays video games.
That's an incredibly important role, though.
Oh, absolutely, because, they can't cancel the show. So he goes on, I think he said six different characters. I'm not quite sure about that. But he was talking about how he got to Broadway and what his duties are for The Great Gatsby. And the kids were amazed that he could memorize six different parts.
It's hard enough to do, memorize one.
Yep, but he knew them all, so including the main character. So that's even more. You got a lot of lines for that.
So what was after the first play the kids went to, what was their reaction?
It was amazing. Some of them cried. Literally they saw Wicked and just absolutely cried. I enjoy sitting and watching, and I was kind of in front of them, and I could turn around and look at them. I enjoy watching them see their first Broadway musical. Because it's an amazing thing. It's absolutely amazing.
I think 2005 is the only time I've been there. We took our kids, and they were grade school, or maybe kindergarten, grade school then. And we saw Lion King. And that was, the perfect one to see for them. But just, I don't remember a lot about it, honestly, because it was 21 years ago. But, all the special effects and all the things that even then, which would be probably a lot different now, that were executed during that show, I was just stunned.
Yeah, they do a lot. They have, Elphaba does raise up as she flies. She doesn't really fly across the stage. She just raises straight up. And it's done so well that you don't see how she's going up. There's no wires. It's lighting, and she has this big cape behind her. So everything is hidden, and it's just in a thrilling moment when she rises up.
So a lot of opportunity there to realize that if they continue to work on this craft, now not everybody makes Broadway, clearly.
Of course.
But maybe they've got a shot at it, or maybe they've got a shot in Portland or LA or somewhere else.
Absolutely. You know, I always, when the kids talk about that, I said, you know, somebody's going to be on that stage. Why not you? Why can't it be you? Yes, you have to work hard. You have to, continue to, do shows and be open to new shows and different things. So, yeah, you could be there. Somebody's got to be there.
And I would think as well, there are so many other things about just life that you learn by learning to be a good actor.
Oh, I think so, too. I really do. Controlling your emotions, for one. They get a lot out of that. And the expectations of performing is really great because you have to be on track, in the right spot, with the right words, saying it the right way. So you have a lot of things you have to think about at one time when you step on that stage.
Talk about logistics. How do you get 35 young people to New York?
Throw them on a plane. It is kind of daunting at times, but I've done it many times, so I'm more relaxed at it. But I go through, like when we get on a plane, I go through first, and I stand right there right after your check-in, and I stand and then I check people off as they go on so that I know that they're on the plane. Because like our first flight was an overnight flight. We didn't leave till like 11 p.m.
Ooh.
And kids were all over the plane. So there was no way I was going to take roll once we got on the plane. So I took roll as they entered the plane. And
you don't want to find out that one kid was still in the restroom.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And then I have chaperones come last. So, if I was missing one, I'd say, don't come in. You got to go find so-and-so.
Right.
So I take a role like that. And we're pretty much contained for the most part. I mean, there's a couple times when we let them go experience Times Square by themselves, but they have to be in groups of three. And we, as chaperones, walk around constantly to make sure that they're all still in that area, and if they need any help, they can always call.
And I mean, you've been a teacher for a long time, so I mean, a lot of those things are things you do at a school anyway.
Absolutely, yeah. Controlling the kids and keeping them together is just something I do.
Now, so talk about how all this was funded.
Well, the kids had to raise money, or some could be just pay, of course. But Melody and Shauna were both board members, are really good at fundraising, so they did a lot of fundraising. There were some kids that only had to pay for half of their trip. The rest of it was done with fundraising. And we did 2 years of fundraising, which is a daunting thing. But if the kid really wanted to go, they could do work. If they didn't do the work, then we did have five kids not go because of money.
Wow. And that's its own lesson.
Yeah, that is for sure. If you work hard, you can get there. But some kids, signed up and then they didn't do anything for a long time. And then they realize, I'm not going to be able to get the last money.
They got to see Times Square. Where else did they get to go?
Well, we went to Empire State Building, which is always a thrill. We took a boat ride out past Statue of Liberty, mm-hmm. and came back. We went to the 9/11 Memorial. Let's see, what else did we do? Of course, just walk around. We saw Grand Central Station.
Oh, wow.
Rockefeller Center.
Yep.
We had lunch at Rockefeller Center. So many places there.
Yeah, there's so many cool things to do there. During our one trip, we were staying in what I called the Threadbare Holiday Inn, because it was clean, but it was older,
yeah.
But it was also the most expensive motel room I'd ever paid for in my life at that point. And it was about five blocks from where Letterman Studio was then.
Ah, yeah, I know where that's at.
And so you could really walk around. We did, basically were able to walk from the hotel and go anywhere we wanted.
Yeah, we actually stayed in New Jersey. So we were bused from New Jersey into New York because it's so much cheaper. It's cheaper
right.
to stay in New Jersey and bus in, because once the bus usually took us in, dropped us off, and the bus left for most of the day probably.
Yeah, it's one thing when you've got a family and you can scrimp extra money together. It's another thing to do it for 35 people.
Yeah.
Times
yeah.
an extra $50 a night or whatever. It
yeah.
starts adding up for a few days.
Absolutely.
So what did the, getting back here, what have the kids reactions been to looking back at the trip?
I don't have anybody in my school, so I haven't really talked to them much since then. But I know that the kids were thrilled. Once we got home and they got rest, because of course we flew, we didn't arrive into Portland Airport until 9 p.m., so we didn't get home till like almost 1 o'clock in the morning here in Roseburg. But they talk about a lot. Just watching or letting them talk about the musical after we saw all three of them, they just really, really loved it. I'm sure they did.
So are you planning to do it again?
Yes, we will do it again in 2 years. Every 2 years, we will, you know, get together the kids and do some fundraising and take them up.
All right, very good. Just wanted to kind of get a report on that because, a lot of work went into that.
A lot of work, and absolutely. And Melody and Shauna and Tracy Leader, they all were very instrumental in getting fundraising going and letting kids, you know, make that money. So,
and I even saw, because I did see a few pictures during the trip, because there were a couple of the kids that I happen to know the parent. You also had one of your past UAC people pop up at that event.
Well, we did, yeah. One of my foreign exchange students from years ago now lives in New York and does some acting in New York. Nothing on Broadway yet, but we're crossing our fingers. He joined us for a little while, and the kids met him. So that was a lot of fun for me, because he's like my kid.
Very good. All right, Martin Fossey from Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. No problem.
All right, it is 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.